Okay, sorry for the little holdup there, but I'm Jeffrey Dobbs, the lead biologist for Bayscalps at DMF, and I'm going to be presenting the scheduled review of the Bayscalp fishery management plan that Catherine and Lee had mentioned earlier. So a little presentation outline. I'm going to provide information about the management strategy. I'll then give an overview of the fishery and the monitoring program. I'll give some background on ongoing efforts pertaining to Bayscalps, provide you the updated research priorities and the division's recommendation. After the presentation, you will vote on whether to approve this update as a scheduled review. As Catherine and Lee mentioned in their presentations, Bayscalp FMP is scheduled for review this year. To get everyone on the same page, I'm going to give you an abbreviated history of the Bayscalp FMP and its amendments. The North Carolina Bayscalp Fishery Management Plan was adopted in November 2007. The FMP implemented prohibited take from 2006 to 2008 until an independent sampling indicator was established for reopening areas to harvest in 2009. Amendment 1 of the Bayscalp FMP was finalized in November 2010 to provide more flexibility in the form of adaptive management to open the fisheries as the Bayscalp population recovered. Target relative abundance levels were established from fishery independent data collected before the toxic red tide event in late autumn 1987 to early 1988 in Core, Back, and Bogue Sounds. A separate sampling indicator for reopening was developed in 2009 for Pamlico Sound. Amendment 2, adopted in February 2015, continues to use the abundance thresholds for opening the harvest season and defining the harvest levels for all areas, except areas south of Bogue Sound. Areas south of Bogue Sound will not be managed with specific abundance opening level, but will be opened or remain closed based on NCDMF evaluation of sampling results in this region. I'll touch on the specific of these opening triggers in a couple of slides. So I'm going to give a little background on the species itself, just hasn't been talked about in a few years, so just get everyone back up to speed. So Bayscalps are an estuarine-dependent mollusk, commonly found in grass beds. Their lifespan is only 12 to 26 months, usually about 18 months here in North Carolina. They have many predators, including cow-nosed rays, blue crabs, starfish, whelks, and seabirds. Currently, there are insufficient data to conduct a traditional stock assessment for them in North Carolina. Bayscalps in North Carolina are experiencing population declines caused by the previous red tide event and the additive impacts from environmental factors over harvest and predation. According to NCDMF catch statistics, Bogue, Back, and Core Sounds made up about 90% of the historic Bayscalp harvest. As reported by Summerson and Peterson in 1990, the red tide event of late autumn 1987 and early 1988 was most severe in these areas and caused mortality to approximately 21% of the adult Bayscalps in Bogue and Back Sounds, and reduced recruitment of juvenile Bayscalps the following spring to only 2% of normal in these critical areas. This event has had long-lasting impacts to the Bayscalp fishery, and repopulation of Bogue, Back, and Core Sound regions has not fully occurred. As you will see in a few slides, the relative abundance of Bayscalps in the past 10 years is at historic lows. This dramatic decline in abundance since the late 1980s has been observed throughout the Atlantic seaboard from New England to Florida. So here you see a figure of commercial Bayscalp harvest over time. The y-axis on the left is pounds of meat harvested, and the y-axis on the bottom is years. The red lines represent years of importance, and the stars are years with an open harvest season after the moratorium. So you can see there the brackets show you where the abundance triggers are based on. Those are our reference years. And then the next set of years in brackets is going to be our harvest moratorium, and then the stars just point out when we've had openings since the moratorium. Bayscalp abundance and harvests have widely fluctuated since landings have been recorded in the early 1900s. Landings are closely linked to weather and other environmental factors. Commercial landings have ranged from a peak of approximately 1.4 million pounds of meat in 1928, when North Carolina led the nation in scallop production, to a low of zero landings in 2005, even though there was an open harvest season. Landings have been virtually non-existent since 2005. After the 2006 to 2008 harvest moratorium, commercial and recreational open harvest seasons occurred in Core and Pamlico Sounds in 2009 and in Pamlico Sound in 2010, where less than 500 pounds of meat were landed commercially. Bogue Sound and all areas south of Bogue Sound were open to harvest in 2013, with less than 1,500 pounds of meat landed commercially. No openings have occurred in any area since then. As mentioned earlier, the relative abundance estimates from 1984-85 independent sampling were used to set the trigger level for Bogue, Back, and Core sounds. So now to give you a little background on the abundance sampling. The relative abundance is measured as the number of bay scallops per minute from dredges. You can see in the picture the oyster dredge there. And this is done in Back Bogue, Core, and areas south of Bogue Sound. And the number of bay scallops per meter squared, often called a quadrat, is used for the relative abundance in Pamlico Sound. The natural log of this abundance is taken to avoid bias toward occasionally large catches, and a constant of 0.1 was added to all catches so that toes and quadrats with zero catches can be included in the estimates of the mean. So we use 3 2-minute toes per station at the dredge sites in the southern region, Back Sound, Bogue Sound, and Core Sound, and 10 1-meter square quadrats for each station within Pamlico Sound. January sampling is used for the trigger abundance in Pamlico Sound, and October sampling is used in all other areas. So in the FMP update, the numbers are listed as the natural log of the relative abundance, and that can be a little confusing because zero is not zero. Negative 2.3 something is zero. So this is just for visual purposes. This is the actual number of scallops needed. So the current management strategy for the bay scallop fishery is to allow the NCDMF director to open a region to limited bay scallop harvest when sampling indicates bay scallop abundance is at 50% of the relative abundance level it was in 1984 and 1985 in the main harvest areas of Core, Back, and Bogue Sounds. A separate sampling indicator for reopening was developed in 2009 for Pamlico Sound. Trip limits and fishing days will progressively increase if sampling shows bay scallop abundance is at 75 or 125% of the 1984-1985 natural log of relative abundance. The open season may only occur from the last Monday in January through April 1st to ensure spawning is complete and the economic yield is at its optimum for fishing. For reference, this table shows the actual number of scallops per minute needed to open each area. Bogue Sound, for instance, would need to average 3.2 scallops per minute, which equates to about 19 scallops per sample site to reach the 50% trigger. With that preface, we'll move into the actual abundance sampling here. The next few slides are going to illustrate the abundance trends in each of the sampling areas. Trigger sampling is conducted in October for Back Bogue and Core Sounds and January in Pamlico Sound. This figure shows relative abundance in Back Sound over time. On the left, on the y-axis, you see the natural log of relative abundance, and on the bottom, on the x-axis, you see the year. You can also see the different trigger levels on the graph. For reference on these tables, zero scallops is negative 2.32 because it's the natural logarithm of the abundance. So just keep that in mind when you're seeing these negative numbers on here. And this figure represents Back Sound, and in Back Sound, no openings have occurred in the past 10 years. You can see the abundance levels are well below the opening indicators. Bogue Sound opened in 2010 after sampling in 2009, reached the 50% abundance level, but there's been no opening since then. In Khor Sound, relative abundance has remained well below all trigger levels since the end of the harvest moratorium in 2009. And you can see that little spike in 2008 sampling, and then it just stays pretty much levels off and stays well below the abundance levels. In Pamlico Sound, the trigger abundances are based on 2009 sampling shown with the red line. There have been no openings since 2010, and relative abundance has remained near zero since 2016. And you can see that line, the trend starts to go down towards that 2.32 mark, which is actually zero if you take the actual values. Areas south of Bogue Sound are not managed with a specific abundance opening level, but are opened or remain closed based on NCDMF evaluation of sampling results in this region. In 2013, the southern region only had 4 years of abundance estimates and showed an increasing trend for the three previous years. It was consequently deemed appropriate to open in conjunction with the Bogue Sound opening. It has not been opened since. So now that we've talked about what happened in the past and then how these abundance levels have remained low, I just want to talk about our ongoing efforts to improve the base scallop abundance. So DMF has collaborated with numerous entities researching base scallops in North Carolina. We have worked with UNCW and the Virginia Institute of Marine Science to look into aquaculture grow out and stock enhancement methods. We've also worked with the Beaufort NOAA Lab to look into parasites as a possible cause of decreased abundance. Other research conducted by UNC Institute of Marine Science has looked into the effects of predation, spat settlement, and habitat degradation on bay scallops. We as a division are constantly sampling SAV to identify and monitor new bay scallop beds. And as Ann and Jimmy went into more depth before, through the CHIP, DMF continues to monitor SAV changes, identify critical habitat, and reduce inflow and infiltration that has harmful effects on water quality. We're also looking into using Florida stock enhancement methods as a possible model for rebuilding NC's fishery. Moving forward, we have updated our research priorities, and these differ from those listed in Amendment 2. They're taken from the 2020 FMP update, and the most important research needs are listed in bold. The research needs include develop better methods to quantify the population, including the means to have more precise measures of spatial and temporal variability both within and between sound scales, identify viable stock enhancement techniques, continue to identify strategic coastal habitats that will enhance protection of bay scallops, and accelerate mapping of all shell bottom in North Carolina, to develop surveys of recruitment and spat settlement, and identify critical areas for these, and finally to identify the role water quality and nutrient loading has in failed recruitment and develop methods for improvement. So moving on to the DMF recommendations, base scallop abundances have remained at historically low levels since the last benchmark review. This has not allowed a commercial or recreational harvest season to be open. Thus, no stricter changes in management can be enacted. Consequently, the division recommends the 2020 annual FMP update serve as a scheduled review of the North Carolina Bay Scallop FMP. All management strategies that have been in place will be maintained as outlined in the state FMP. Stock conditions will be monitored and reported throughout each subsequent annual FMP update, and the Marine Fisheries Commission will continue to receive the FMP review schedule annually. This would not preclude changes to the FMP for the next 5 years. If conditions change and new management changes are needed, the FMP can be reopened. If approved, this next scheduled review of this plan will be in July of 2025. So your action item today would be to vote on the final approval of the Basegallop FMP update as the scheduled review. And with that, I'll open it up for discussion.
Okay, thank you, Jeffrey. Any questions from the commissioners about this presentation on the Basegallop management plan update? If not, can I have a
Doug, I have a quick question. It's not about the presentation, but just a question I want to answer. What result is natural predation having on these base scallops? I mean, we all know the count of those rays are horrible on them. I mean, is that causing severe issues? Not that this would expedite back, or is it still water quality?
So that's kind of a contentious issue within the research. Some research has indicated that it's a significant cause of mortality, but others have shown that it's more water quality based and habitat based. So I wouldn't want to venture a guess as to what percentage is. Predation definitely plays a role in the abundance levels of bay scallops, but I think we can't really control that, but we can have an effect on water quality and habitat and fishing mortality.
That's Doug again. Good enough. I just wanted to ask that question.
Thank you, Doug. Anybody else? If not, I'm looking for a motion to approve the annual. Martin, you got.
I was going to say I'll make the motion to approve the annual stock update. Whatever. If you go back two slides, I'll use that phrasing.
Okay. All right. Patricia, can you take care of that two slides back?
Did you want the recommendation?
Or... Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That's right, you can take it back.
So I make a motion that the commission approve the 2020 Bay Scallop FMP annual update to fulfill the scheduled review.
Okay. Motion on the floor. Is there a second?
This is Doug Cross. I'll second it.
Okay. Patricia, you with us?
I'm with you. Hold on.
All right. Don't go too far. Seconded by Doug Cross. Martin, is that the motion as you made it? Martin.
Yep, that is.
Okay, great. And there's a second. Any further discussion? If not, roll call vote, Laura.
All right. Commissioner Cross?
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Blanton?
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Hendrickson?
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Cornegy?
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner McNeil?
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Posey?
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Roller?
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Romano?
Aye.
Thank you. And Chairman Bizzle.
Aye. Okay, motion passes unanimously. Hey, Jeffrey, thank you for your good work.